You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Did you know that your health insurance could cover appointments with a registered dietitian? Nourish will match you with a dietitian for personalized nutrition advice. And since Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans like Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Aetna, and United, 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online from home, plus message them anytime on the Nourish app for support on the go. With hundreds of five-star reviews, you can count on Nourish to guide you on your health journey. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Kirk Dorn, and here's what's happening. Bucks County officials are mourning the death of a beloved county employee who was killed Thursday afternoon. Authorities identified him and his two sons as the people hit by an Amtrak train near Bristol Station. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert has this very sad story.
The Bucks County Coroner's Office says 56-year-old Christopher Cramp and his two sons were killed when they were struck by an Amtrak train near the Bristol Station. Bucks County Commissioner Diane Marseglia says Chris Cramp was an integral member of the county's social services programs.
Not just for the staff, but also for all the people who came and depend on those social services.
The coroner's office says 24-year-old Thomas Cramp died by suicide, while his father Chris's death and the death of his brother, 31-year-old David Cramp, are listed as accidental. Officials say the investigation's ongoing, but it appears Chris and David were trying to help Thomas when all three were struck by the train. Nicholas Amy with Bucks County's National Alliance on Mental Illness says when someone decides to end their own life, it's because they feel that's the only option to end the unavoidable pain.
And I'm here today as one of the directors of NAMI to let everybody know that there is help and that there is hope.
A suicide helpline is available at 988. NAMI's website is namibuckspa.org. Amy says dealing with death in any capacity is hard, but dealing with tragedy like this is at another level. In Doylestown, Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Spark Therapeutics, a pioneer in gene therapy, will be cutting more than half its workforce from its University City headquarters. KYW's Nigel Thompson has more on that.
The layoffs at Spark will begin next month, according to a filing with Pennsylvania's Department of Industry and Labor, and a total of 337 of the company's almost 650-person workforce will be affected. The next wave will happen in July, and the final one by the end of the year, December 31st. The cuts come not long after Spark's parent company, the Switzerland-based Roche Diagnostics, announced a restructuring at the end of January this year. Roche acquired Spark in 2019 for $4.8 billion, with the development of a gene therapy for the rare blood disorder hemophilia A as the crux of the deal. But Roche said it was going to rethink its approach to blood diseases last year, canning the effort. Spark rose to prominence through research done at the University of Pennsylvania in CHOP that created Luxturna. It became the first gene therapy approved by the FDA, but since then, the company has seen decreased sales year to year. I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Junior League of Philadelphia wants to keep kids well-fed and healthy, so they're rolling out their annual Kids in the Kitchen program that educates youth on food insecurity. Here's KYW's Sharaday Howard.
Access to fresh produce and a healthy meal in the city is a struggle for many.
The Junior League aims to use the program to educate over 1,000 children per year in the greater Philadelphia area.
And Aaron Ninovic with the Junior League explains Kids in the Kitchen is helping to tackle this problem.
We do have two groups of schools who participate. So we are currently with Methodist Services and Mastery Schools. We have six schools within those two groupings.
So a Junior League committee formulates a lesson plan that's provided to participating schools.
And it includes recipes that the kids will make, some activities just to make the whole experience really fun and well-rounded for them.
The program runs a full fall semester and then spring semester with the goal of helping kids understand how nutritious meals can make them feel.
Charity Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
With too many educational roles open in Delaware County, officials there are going all out on their recruiting plan. KYW's Justin Udo reports on their latest strategy.
The Delaware County Intermediate Unit is hosting an education fair this upcoming Tuesday.
We are expecting participation from all 15 school districts throughout Delaware County.
Frank Salerno with the Intermediate Unit says they're looking for teachers for all grades, but especially those who work in special education.
In addition to that, though, we will also have positions available for those seeking jobs in administration. We have full-time and part-time positions available for paraprofessionals, support staff, bus drivers, bus monitors, administrative assistants.
He says this fair where participants need to just show up and have the option of bringing their resume comes at a much needed time.
Still very much a labor short economy in public education. A career fair like this is really helpful and important to all the school districts throughout Delaware County.
The education fair is Tuesday, April 8th from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Delaware County Intermediate Unit in Morton. In Delaware County, I'm Justin Udo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Eight people have been charged in a violent spree of carjackings and shootings in Philadelphia and Montgomery County. KYW's Mike DiNardo has that story.
Montgomery County DA Kevin Steele says the rampage of gunfire and carjacking since January grew from retaliation between two Norristown gangs. Authorities say it started on January 24th when 19-year-old Anthony Bell of Norristown posted video inside a stolen Chevy Cruze. Police determined that Cruze was used to carjack a silver Infiniti that was used in a shooting in Norristown 4 days later. Steele says several carjackings later, Norristown police tried to stop one of the stolen vehicles with Bell behind the wheel, but he sped off, nearly striking two state troopers. That chase ended when Bell crashed into another vehicle on the Schuylkill Expressway. A joint local, state, and federal investigation using ballistics analysis, social media, and cell phone records led police to charge eight people in all. Seven are in custody, and an arrest warrant has been issued for Elijah Collazo of Norristown. Steele calls the arrests a significant step in reducing violent crime. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
And that is the All Local. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design. Plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking, second-guessing every choice you make. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Attention, ladies in the Leawood area. Beaumont Health and Wellness is here and offers award-winning wellness and beauty treatments like hormone therapy, weight loss, body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Right now, get our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to recharge your body. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.